From the WFIR newsroom, this is your culture calendar sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. It's opening weekend for Sense and Sensibility at Attic Productions in Fincastle, a play based on the Jane Austen classic novel. Angela McNeil is directing Sense and Sensibility for Attic Productions. She says this was Austen's first published work, and the adaptation at Attic preserves Austen's written words.
This particular one is called The Book It Style. It was adapted by Jen Taylor for the Book It Theater Repertory. This was intended to save and salvage as much of the original writings of Jane Austen as possible, which is why, rather than change those third-person narratives in the text into a dialogue for the play, they kept it as the intentional third-person monologue.
That means actors will be breaking the fourth wall by speaking directly to the audience. Sense and Sensibility at Attic Productions runs this Thursday through April 6th. It's the last weekend for Waitress, the musical at Mill Mountain Theater. This Wednesday through Sunday, it follows the saga of three waitresses. Expect some laughs and tears. Matt Shields is the managing director at Mill Mountain Theater.
Learning to find confidence in yourself and learning to love who you are as a person. And we sort of see that through Jenna's whole experience, but also through Dawn and Becky's. They accept the goods and the bads about themselves.
Blue Ridge PBS presents its monthly Artistic Encounters reception and exhibit at its studio on McNeil Drive this Thursday afternoon from 4 to 7 p.m. Mei Xu is a native of Shanghai, China. She's known for her village scenes and landscapes. Artistic Encounters at Blue Ridge PBS is a free event. Floyd Fest has been named the best music festival in the wide region it covers by Blue Ridge Outdoors magazine for 2025. The latest additions to the Floyd Fest 2025 lineup include local love bands like Blue Mule and Soul Acoustics from the Roanoke area, and On the Rise newer bands hoping to win the People's Choice Award and a main stage gig next year. The festival returns July 23rd through the 27th. Ticket prices rise on April 1st. Sam Calhoun is chief operating officer for Across the Way Productions.
This year's class of 2025 for On the Rise is exceptional in my mind. There's already bands that I have earworms songs about that I absolutely love and have on my daily playlist.
Ari Hest at the Spot on Kirk this Friday, Blue Cactus with Amelia Empson at the Spot on Saturday, and Baby Boomers Take Note, the ultimate tribute to the Bee Gees and ABBA at Jefferson Center this Friday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR culture calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.